The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you. Briefly before Daddy will come up, I just want to encourage our heart and with these few scriptures, while praying this week with on Tuesday here, and also with my people in my household, we're waiting on the Lord for this week to see things that the Lord wants to do. I want us to see Romans chapter 1, verse 8. Glory to God. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. So it all began with Thanksgiving. You know, to see a people, Lagos Assembly started as a streaming center. We never had a teaching center in Lagos. People gathering together to stream, consistently streaming, and a force was raised through streaming. By the time we landed in January, we met a force on ground. We didn't start on an empty ground. A formidable force, faith in their heart, ready to take the land. You wouldn't know that they are just few. No, they don't look, they are not few in their strength. And so we have every cause to give thanks to God, because all men have no faith. So when you see those that have the faith, we should give thanks. Say first, before you say anything, first, comma, give thanks to Jesus. He now moved on to say, for God is my witness, whom I served with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you in my prayers. And that is the Paul is standing in the stead of Daddy now, you know. Daddy is standing in this office. I know that he has been praying, and thank God he mentioned it on Wednesday, that, you know, Lagos project has been for the past 20 years in his heart. I met him say it when I came to the house. Was in Lagos. He's always been. But, you know, he's a man that waits for the right timing. Looking at the atmosphere, sometimes you want to go, the Lord will say, wait, don't go yet. It's not time. It's not time. And by the time the Lord say it is time, every forces aligned together. And you can bear witness that it is time. Hallelujah. So he has been praying. Then verse 10 says, making requests, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Now, when you say a prosperous journey, like I was telling my people, I said, prosperous journey is much more than I travel from Ondo to Lagos, no accident. That's thanksgiving, thanksworthy, you know. But unbelievers also travel there and they don't die too. So there is a prosperity in the journey. That is not just that you travel and armed robber did not stop you on the road. That is not the prosperity in the journey. There is something that is called prosperity. So to have a prosperous journey is to be able to deliver what can make a soul prosper to a people. So I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. So there is a coming that makes a soul prosper. It's called prosperous journey. So there is something they are bringing that will make soul to prosper. And that is why Paul was praying that let this sacrifice be acceptable, because what I'm carrying, in fact, Paul said to some people in John, hallelujah, are we together? He was telling them, he says, if some people come to you without the doctrine of Christ, he said, bid them not Godspeed. So what does that mean? That journey is not prosperous. So what makes a journey prosperous is what you are bringing in the journey. What makes us to say this journey is a prosperous journey is because at the end of the journey, we had prospered more in our soul. And he said, for I long to see you. Can you now see the prosperity in the journey? Now we'll see that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. Now, some spiritual gift, grammatically should be some spiritual gifts. I don't know. I'm not a grammarian. I have them in the house, plenty. But normally, some spiritual gifts. But it's not talking about gifts of the Spirit. Because gift of the Spirit does not establish a soul. There is a gift that they are coming with. It's called spiritual gift to the end. Eh? There are some meetings you attend. To the end of your life, you are established. Amen. You can't turn again. So they are coming that I may impact unto you some spiritual gift. Now, when you see some spiritual gift, when you look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, he said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So, as Holy Ghost has his own gift, Christ is a gift. The Father is a gift. God is a gift. What's the theme of this meeting? So we are seeing that he said that to the measure of the gift of Christ. In verse 11. And he said, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists. And some pastors and some teachers. So you can see that it takes gift to bring gift. You can't impact. Impartation of this spiritual gift is not that, come, let me lay hands on you. Release, receive. No. This impartation, they are preached. It's a preaching. We're going to see it very shortly now because he's saying here, some apostles. These apostles are carriers of gifts. So anywhere they go to, they want to impact you with what they carry. It's not just to give you Holy Ghost baptism. No, it's not. It's to establish you in the faith. Hallelujah. And what is the gift going to do? If you are impacted with the gift, he was saying that, he said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Then verse 14, can we read together? 1, 2, go. That we henceforth be no more what? Children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait. So there are some impartation that will yank you out of being a child that can be tossed to and fro. A child is not established. A child can be carried, can be tossed. Hallelujah. I'm trying to define why we are here this weekend to let you know that an impartation will happen in your life that will establish you forever. Now, when you look at, let's go back to that Romans 15, verse 29. He said, and I am sure that when I come, and you see that, when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness. So you can see why journey prosper. Journey will prosper when they come with the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now, fullness of the blessing of Christ is not just the gospel of Christ, is the gift of God. That's the fullness. That's why the name of this place is Full Manifestation of Eternal Life. You know? And that is the commission of this house, to see that men attain to fullness. So the apostolic ministry upon our Father in the house is for the establishment of souls unto the fullness of eternal life. Amen. The Lord spoke to him. The Lord began to show him these things maybe around 1999, 2000, and all that, 1998, about eternal life as the message. Amen. Amen. Eternal life as the message. Yeah. Amen. So, you know, he has shared it many times to us, and it was like, at that time, God was showing him that if you preach anything, if you preach healing outside eternal life, you'll be wrong. If you preach prosperity without the understanding of eternal life, you will be in error. It is eternal life that defines what prosperity is, what healing is, what deliverance is. Hallelujah. So at that moment, the Lord began to show him that this is the message. And that is the name of the church has been concluded since that time. There is no addition, no upgrade. Because it's like they show you the end. So that thing is apostolic. To see to the end of the matter. You know? And he was sharing that that year it was coincided with the season in his life when his senior pastor, Apostle Akinola, said, come and teach this year. It will be me and you in the Power Conference. And he was teaching about eternal life for glory, eternal life for honor, eternal life for immortality, which is the fullness of eternal life, as at 1999. Hallelujah. Is to tell you that when something is true, it's forever true. So the spring you have come into is an ancient spring. It has been flowing, it has been flowing, it has been flowing for a long time. In fact, from before the world began, it has been flowing. So he found us and then he's still moving. Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul said, when I come, I want to come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Why? That I may be delivered from them that do not believe. Eh? So one of the problem of the apostolic is unbelief. So you can be around the water and don't believe the water. That water cannot bring you to the fullness of the blessing of God. So he is saying that, and that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted. I said in Lagos, this ministry is accepted. We don't have any other business here than to accept. Because somebody can have fullness of the spirit of blessings and then he can come with the blessing and not release the blessing. Why? Unbelief is in the air. Unbelief. Unbelief. He said, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God. Can you see? He went back to that word, by the will of God, and may be refreshed, and may with you be refreshed. So he's saying that one of the will of God for us in this season is that his joy will be full over us. That is one thing that we all are longing after. If his journey can be prospered, if we can prosper in our soul through his journey, because he is on a journey. That is on a journey. That is on a journey. He will not always be here forever. He is carrying a water and dropping it and dropping it. Everywhere he's going, he's dropping it, he's dropping it, he's dropping it. He is on a journey. As you receive your own portion of this water that is bringing, this is our whole lot in Lagos. Church is not easily removed. When you plant it, you have dug a well that should be springing. So apostolic streams are springs. as springs. When they land in a place which I know that he has come to give directive, I want you to give me that numbers. Then Israel sang this song. Spring up, oh well, sing ye unto it. Then verse 18 says, the princes digged the well, the nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver. So if the lawgiver does not give direction, if the lawgiver does not give direction, there is nothing nobles and princes are doing. We pastors, we are not doing anything. If direction of the lawgiver, by the lawgiver he has given to us, because God is our judge, is our king, is our lawgiver, then all, and he will save us. So he has also given the duty of law giving to his servants, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. And that giving of the law, because Bible said that for a long season in Israel, Israel was without the true God. And why? Because there is no teaching priest, and there is no what? There is no law. So who is a lawgiver? A lawgiver is another word for teaching priest. In the Life Embassy, we have one teaching priest who is giving the directive for all the pastors to dig the well. So he has come again to give direction for the digging of the well here, which all of us, we are going to give ourselves to digging. If you dig without direction, you will be laboring in vain. It is the lawgiver that gives direction of dig it here. Then look at the progression. We have children of Israel singing. Then we have princes digging. Then we have the lawgiver giving direction. So how does it concern you? As you listen to your pastors, as you obey your pastors in all the assemblies, in all the locations, everywhere you are, what are you doing? You are responding indirectly or directly to the instruction of the lawgiver. Because your own portion is to keep singing. Singing is not, no. It's a display of the life of the well that is going to spring inside of you. I am trusting the Lord in this day. My prayer, it has always been my prayer from the beginning of this week. I've been praying, Lord, let this journey prosper in Lagos.
Abaratash Tavanam Propapia Pop Eliandreda Halukotoba Abaruti Kamon Helimvrenza Krundeshabai Abibi Haba Prestafumbaru Pandalai. For the inauguration would come with so much apostolic strength. Yeah, it will come in so much of an apostolic strength in order to distill the wisdom and the grace to take the land. Yes, there's a wisdom to take the land that is resided even in the waters I have given to my son. Even in the waters. Even there is a water I have given to my son. Even to take this land. Is a wisdom and is a grace I have brought to you even in this weekend. And I brought it even by the strength of the apostolic high priest. Yeah, he's an apostolic high priest. He's an apostolic high priest. Even by that strength, I have brought grace. I have brought wisdom. Even for men to pursue after this profession. And at the end of the day, men will carry these waters. It will be a spring in them. It will be a spring in them. They will take the waters even to men that are thirsty. For men are thirsty in the land. Many are thirsty in the land. And I will give you grace even to dig a well even inside of you until it can spring forth unto everlasting life. For the walk is an ensign. He's an ensign over the land. He's an ensign. For he is an ensign. He's an ensign I have raised. And I want to establish in this weekend. I have raised this ensign. Even the old men may be drawn. Even unto this fountain of living waters. See here the Spirit of God.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.